Good evening, everybody. This is Travis. You are now listening to A Hitchhiker's Guide to Music on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a fun theme tonight. And by fun, I mean it is going to be a lot of my own favorite music, apparently. Well, actually, not really. So here's what happened recently. Spotify Wrapped and Apple Music Replay, I think is what it's called, just came out. And so the fun thing with Spotify this year is that they have a age thing for you. So they tell you how old they think you are based off the vibe of your music. And I got 66. And I think my father is to blame for that one, because he raised me listening to a lot of old music. And so I have a lot of old music in here. I looked like I was raised in the 70s. And so I was like, okay, well, what's a fun theme I can do with being 66, apparently? And what I figured was, well, why don't I go back to 66 years ago, to 1959, and look at their Billboard Top 100? And so what I found was that there's three songs, and these are the top three. This is going to go 1, 2, 3. With Johnny Horton, The Battle of New Orleans, followed by Bobby Darin with Mack of the Knife, followed by Lloyd Price, with Personality. So we're going to just play those. We're just going to play Battle of New Orleans, followed by Mack the Knife, followed by Personality. So here is The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. Do enjoy.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, those where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie's been just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, yeah, Sue Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Sue Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lynn, and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
My love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got
personality,
walk
with personality,
talk
with personality,
all right. good evening again, everybody. This is still your host, Travis. So, what you just heard was three songs, the first of which was Johnny Horton's Battle of New Orleans, followed by Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife, followed by Lloyd Price's Personality. So the theme tonight, which I mentioned previously, but, you know, that was at the very start of the show, is now 10 minutes into it. 11 minutes, sorry. The theme tonight is basically my Spotify Wrapped, but I'm doing it some bit more creative than just, well, arguably more creative than just here's my top 12, because I've already played all my top 12 on the radio before, hence why they're my top 12 songs. Anyways, so Spotify Wrapped did a thing this year where you it tells you your age based off the music you listen to, or like it does like a vibe of it. And so according to Spotify, I am 66. And I think it's a little skewed because I stopped using Spotify about halfway through the year and I swapped to Apple Music for a plethora of reasons, but mostly because my favorite artist, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, left. And I wanted to keep hearing their music, and so I swapped to Apple Music, which is what I use now. So Spotify Wrapped did this thing, and it would vibe check you. It said I was 66 years old, and it said that's because I listened to a lot of music from the late 70s. So I figured, why not make the theme? Let's go back in time. What was released when my Spotify vibe age was born 66 years ago, so 1959. And the top songs of that year were Battle of New Orleans and Mack the Knife and Personality. And then I was like, okay, well, you know, these songs are fine, but I'm kind of bored. I want to get some more fresh. And so I was like, okay, well, it said I listened to stuff from the late 70s a lot. So what was going on in the late 70s? I looked up top charts, 1979, 78, 77, 60, 76, you know, whatever you would consider the late 70s. And I found some bangers, frankly. We got Eagles and Steely Dan and Kenny Loggins in here. I love Kenny Loggins. If my sister Emily's listening, thanks for getting me onto Kenny Loggins. I won't reveal which song I chose, but it was from the late 70s from Keep the Fire. But that's not what we're playing right now. We're about to play the Eagles with Hotel California. Here is Hotel California. See you in 6.5 minutes.
Welcome to the Hotel California. voice and she said, "We are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can't.
I'm back once again. Well, you just heard, if you somehow didn't, sorry, I shouldn't have that tone. If you didn't know that song somehow, that was Eagles with Hotel California off their album Hotel California. And I figured this is a good time for the PSA. And this one made me, well, I can't say chuckle because it's a PSA and it's a very serious subject, and it is very relevant to my show tonight when I'm talking about being 66. This is Rolls, AARP Caregiver Assistance PSA. When your loved one needs help getting around, you're more than just a daughter or a son. You're their driver, personal shopper, and finance manager. And then, before you know it, you're their cook, personal assistant, physical therapist, and even nurse. When you start taking care of a loved one, you don't realize the challenge of playing so many roles. AARP understands the many roles you play, and to help, they've created an online caring resource for, They've created an online caring resource center for the over 42 million caregivers in the U.S. who are caring for a parent or a loved one. Now caregivers finally have a place they can ask for help. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find local resources and connect with experts and the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit AARP/caregiving to find resources. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. Food for thought, I guess. We're going to get back into music from the late 70s while we're thinking about AARP. If you remember when this music came out, I don't know, something go. It may be time to go think about that. we're gonna get back into the music here. Here is Peg by Steely Dan. Do enjoy. I love this song so much, as if anybody couldn't, but do enjoy. All right. That was Peg, Steely Dan. One of my favorite songs. And this is it. Sorry, I clipped that mic. Sorry for your ears. This is it by Kenny Loggins up next. I was going to do a joke about saying this is it because this is it. And this is it.
In my life, I've been wondering why. Still, somehow, I believe we'd always survive. Now, I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? Left to provide. You think that maybe it's over, only if you want it to be. Are you gonna wait for a sign, your miracle? Stand up and fight. This is it. Make no mistake where you are.
This is it.
Your back's to the girl now.
This is it.
Don't be a fool anymore.
This is it.
The waiting is over. No room to run. No way to hide.
No time for wondering why.
It's here. The moment is now. About to decide.
Oh,
All right. What you just heard was two songs.
This Is It by Kenny Loggins, followed by The Logical Song by Supertramp, which felt... I'm not going to make that joke. I was going to say it felt logical to play afterwards, but... not making that one, even though I just... Anyways. I already did the PSA, so I don't really have anything else I'm legally required to say here. But the theme, again... you already heard it. I was according to Spotify, I was born in 1959. I'm 66. So here are songs that I wouldn't listen to. And here are songs that I do listen to. And I guess that's why it says I'm 66. We're going to change gears a little bit. Kind of. I don't know if you... It's like less rock. We're going to get into Talking Heads here with Life During Wartime. And then I'm going to talk again, because we're gonna actually really change gears after that. Like, super duper. So, here is the Talking Heads with Life During Wartime off their album Fear of Music. Do enjoy. All right, I'm back. That song technically wasn't over, but whatever. That was Life During Wartime by Talking Heads off their album Fear of Music. here is the third and ultimate part of my show, which is where I play my actual top songs, because I had to do it. So, no more fun creativity. I'm going boring now, and we're just going to do a couple of my top songs. I think I've probably played most of these on the radio before, so I'm kind of breaking my rule, but, you know, maybe I could play more stuff from the 70s, but I think my dad would kill me. He keeps threatening me in the texts. That's a lie. Not actually. So we're gonna change gears. Here are some of my top songs from Spotify and also from Apple Music. And ironically, there's not a single King Gizzard song in here, despite them being my top artist. The one song that was actually in my top 10 on Apple Music, I had already played on the radio a couple weeks ago, and that just felt a bit too recent. So we are going to start us off with a total vibe shift with Run the Jewels. And this is Blockbuster Night Part 1. I don't know why it only on Spinatron says instrumental. It's not instrumental. You're going to hear lyrics, and forgive me. But it is after 10 p.m. Eastern time, so we're going to play some music with some swears in it. So if you have kids in the car or at home that are listening, come back in 3 minutes, and we'll play some Fontaine's D.C., which maybe actually you don't want them to listen to that either, because we'll get there when we get there. Here is Run the Jewels with Blockbuster Night. Do enjoy. Okay, sorry, the audio was not working. Okay, here it is. Here's Blockbuster Night Part 1 with Run the Jewels. Do enjoy. Do enjoy. I cut myself off. All right, we're restarting. And now.
Bunches and bunches, punches is thrown into your frontless. Oodles and noodles, bang bullets at suckers' noodles. Last album, Voodoo, proved that we was fucking brutal. I'm talking crazy, half past the clock is cuckoo. You rappers doodle, baby shit, just basic boo-boo. I'm talking foodle, massive moose on my money buku. My beats is banging, fuck what you rapping, who produced you? I slap the snap, take what you got and run the juice you. UNC Bitsy, furry frightened and freaking sickly. A little prickly, dick on display from winter swimming. Look at these kitties, Mike, I'm a rat-a-tat up for living. I deal in dirty work, do the deed in a dash. Ditch em. I land a hammer that's stuck in a fist and gun position. We run a brand where the structure's the number one commitment. It's all a joke between mom contractions and coffin fitted. So we disappear in the smoke like we're fucking magicians. No hocus pocus, you simple suckers deserve the notice. Top of the morning, my fist to your face is fucking Folgers. We might be giants, standing on little dandy shoulders. You perks as pussy, proverbial pansy panty holders. I Jake the Snake up, DDT him in mausoleums. Macabre massacres, killing cunts in my coliseum. They all actors, giving topic back of a BM. I fall back if your casting calls an ending in semen. Come on. On the foulers, no need for any evaluations. I'm a foulers, a Johnson, a Jimmy spraying faces. Any cow that is sacred will get to face it. Like any time a murder gets replacing. Face it, the fellows at the top are likely rapists. But you like mellow out, man, just relax, it's really not that complicated. Well, part of me, I guess I'm just as sane as you explain it. Or maybe sanctifying the sadistic is deranged. This run the juices, murder, mayhem, melodic music. Psychotic use it to lose it, junkies simply abuse it. That's worth the filler, Seymour Hoffman, I'm cushion coughing. I probably smell like a pound when they put me in a coffin. The gates of hell, I'm pugnaciously pacing, waiting. I give a fuck if I'm late, tell Satan be patient. But I ain't here for durations, I'm just taking vacations. And tell them fuck them, I never loved them in salutations.
All right. I keep talking in between every song. I apologize if you're sick of my voice at this point. I'm not, obviously. That was Run the Jewels with Blockbuster Night Part 1 off Run the Jewels 2. I'm hoping for Run the Jewels 5 any day now, unless I missed it. I don't think I did, though. We're going to change, or is it four? Yeah, whatever. Their new album. I don't think they released one. Maybe they released one last year. I'm blabbering. Here it is. We're going to change tones a lot. Back to rock. But what Discogs.com is saying is goth rock. And it's an Irish band that my dad got me onto called Fontaine's D.C. And you may be saying D.C. like the capital? No, not the capital. Dublin City, they're very Irish. Fontaines apparently was another band that already exists, but I'm confident that Fontaines DC is significantly larger than they are, unless I just lied on air and made myself sound dumb, in which case, whoops, can't say it's the first time I've done that. Here is Skintyfia off Skintyfia by Fontaines DC. Do enjoy. All right. That song, sorry, the two songs that you just heard were, they were Fontaine's DC with Skinty Fia off their album Skinty Fia. You should really go check it out if you haven't. They're a great band if you like mellow stuff and Irish people. So yeah, go check it out. Even if you don't like either of those things, go check it out. It's a great album. And they have other great albums like, what's their more recent? Love, I think is what it's called. I forget. Actually, you know what? Let's check. I have a lot of time. Romance. That was it. It was called Romance. That's also a great album. They have great albums. Okay. And then the song after that was Butterflies by Wunderhorse, which is a British band, I think, off their single Butterflies. And I have not listened to much of the other music from that band. Frankly, when I tried to listen to it, I was not the biggest fan. I mean, I really like Butterflies. I love the sound of that. The guitar line is very nice. But the rest of their stuff is just very jam bandy. And I know that I can't say anything because I listen to King Gizzard and they're a jam band now. And I really never thought I'd be a fan of a jam band, but you know, here we are. But the rest of Wunderhorse's stuff, at least that I listened to, was like just very jammy, and I was not the biggest fan of it because I wanted more stuff that sounded like that song that you just heard, which I guess I should have taken my own advice and just listened to more Fontaine's DC because they sound like that, kind of. Anyways, we're getting kind of near the end here. I've only got one song left, and it's 5 minutes, and we have more than 5 minutes. So I think what I'm going to do is play it and then talk until the next DJ gets in here and maybe play some transition sound or something. So here's our last song. This was my, like, third most listened to because my first, I just was not feeling like playing on the air. It's another song by Frankie and the Witchfingers off Trash Classic. But yeah, so before I run out of time, we're going to play this song. This is Conducting Experiments by Frankie and the Witchfingers off their album, a Trash Classic. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. It's a great album. They're a great band. Here is Conducting Experiments. Do enjoy.
Conducting experiments, and what they find is up to them.
All right. Well, that was it. That was Conducting Experiments by Frankie and the Witchfingers. Honestly, one of my favorite songs of all time at this point. I only got 15 seconds, so this has been Hitchhiker's Guide to Music, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. I'll see y'all next week. Stay safe.